Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour makes you laugh, makes you think, and helps you move forward. Now, what does astrology have to tell us about 2014 and how we can tap into this insight? Well, Dr. Michael Lennox, dream interpretation and astrology expert, is my guest today, and he's here to discuss the dynamic year ahead. Not only that, but Michael will be taking your calls at 800-930-2819. If you want to get an idea of what the new year holds for you, based on your chart, you can call in 800-930-2819. You can also interact with us here through the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. If you go over there, look on the right-hand side of the page, there's that instant feedback box. Send me your name and your date of birth and probably time of birth as well. I'll ask Michael when we bring him on here in a minute. Just shoot that off to me in the instant feedback box, and it pops up right here in my world. 800-930-2819 gets you on the air with us as well. Now, I'll introduce you to Michael in just a moment, but first, would you head over to KarenHager.com and just start clicking on everything? That is a great place to find out about what's happening in my world, all about upcoming classes and events. I'm traveling in the next couple of weeks. I'll be teaching and speaking and working with clients in Los Angeles and San Francisco. You can find out all about that. You can even book a private intuitive session with me if that feels like a good fit. All of that good stuff is at KarenHager.com. And now, a practicing astrologer for more than 15 years, Dr. Michael Lennox's popular blog and daily column on astrology is read by thousands of people every day. This guy's got clients in North America, Europe, South Africa, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and all the places that I didn't mention. He's internationally known as a psychologist and dream interpretation expert as well, and he's the author of Dream Sight, a dictionary and guide for interpreting any dream. Now, Dr. Michael Lennox has been seen internationally by millions of viewers on tons of TV shows. He's been on a blue million radio shows, including being one of my favorite guests on this show. And you can find out more about Michael and the work he's doing at michaellennox.com. Michael, welcome to Out of the Fog.
It is great to be here, as always, Karen.
Oh, wonderful. I love having you on because, well, for many reasons, but one of the reasons is because you take information that can seem a little overwhelming, seem a little bit complex. You really go into astrology deeply, and you have a way of presenting it that is approachable, it's funny, and it has resonance for people's lives.
Yay. Well, wow, because I don't always know what I'm saying. But I hear that a lot, so it is my great pleasure to to share about astrology in a way that makes it accessible, because it is not this weird foreign thing. It's something very natural for us as human beings to consider the movement of the system that we are a part of. And I like to say that the planets don't affect us. They don't impact us. They are us. They are just extensions of us. And anything that's happening out there is also happening inside of us. And I think that's the linchpin of separation between the idea of astrology as true or not true is when people think, well, those planets can't be impacting me, they're so far away. It's like, yeah, but they're part of us. They're part of our movement through life.
And so whether we are conscious of it or not, acknowledging it or not, aware of it or not, we are still being affected by the movement of the planets.
Yes. I mean, nobody would argue that the turning of the Earth impacts them, because when the Earth is faced away from the sun, it's nighttime and we go to sleep. And when the Earth returns towards the sun, we wake up and we call that daytime. Nobody would refute that at all. But if you really think about what that means, it means that we and the Earth's movement are directly connected. But why would that connection suddenly stop at the edge of the Earth's rotation? It doesn't. And then we go a little further and we say, well, the moon is circling the Earth, and every time it moves a little bit, the waves in our ocean and the tides shift. And we say, okay, that makes sense. I believe that. There's the moon. I see it. And so if the tide is shifting because it's water and the gravity is pulling on it, you could even go a little further and people will say, oh, well, I'm a physical body made up about 70% of water, and if the tide in the ocean is going in and out and in and out, maybe my inner tide is going in and out and in and out with the movement of the moon. Okay, I get that. But then does it cut off there? No, it doesn't. It's an extension of geometrical movement that is experienced in the world, in the system, as friction. That friction is happening inside of us and outside of us simultaneously, and they reflect each other. So the outer experience of the planets moving is being reflected inside of each one of us. And so you can examine that friction, that geometry, and get some kind of interpretable sense of where we're at emotionally and psychically.
And it also applies not just to people personally. And by the way, if you'd like a little personal astrological delightful experience here on the air, you can call in at 800-930-2819 to connect with Dr. Michael Lennox. It doesn't just apply to us personally, but it also has resonance. We can look at the year. And I'm wondering, I'm about to ask you what 2014 looks like astrologically, but I think first I want to, before we go to the break, ask you, how does the year have a birthday? How do I know? Do you know what I mean? How do I know when the year was born? Isn't that kind of arbitrary?
Well, it is completely arbitrary, but there's this other thing that happens with us human beings that is phenomenally powerful, and that's called the collective. Sometimes it's called the collective consciousness. Sometimes it's called the collective unconscious. That term was coined by the great psychoanalyst Carl Jung. It's the idea that through the mind, through the individual thoughts of human beings, all thinking the same thing simultaneously, we have this thing called agreement. And that agreement in mind is incredibly powerful. So January 1st becomes the beginning of the year. Why? Because we all agree that it is. We used to do it with the solstices and the equinoxes, which are the beginnings of the seasons, and those moments of relationship between the Earth and the Sun were very, very, very important to farmers. And since we come from agrarian history in civilization, civilization itself is based on farming, planting and harvesting grain, storing that grain so that people didn't have to hunt and gather, and those people stuck behind and created the specializations that led to civilization. So farming became how civilization emerged, so the movement of the sun. So the beginning of the year was considered the spring equinox. And somewhere along the line, some Roman dude said, we're going to make it January 1st. Now, one might think, well, then that's false, right? It's a false idea if it was just arbitrarily thought of by some emperor somewhere, except that the power of the collective and the mutual agreement for now billions of people on the planet saying January 1st has great significance, that agreement has enormous energy, power and ability to psychically gather all of us in one frame of mind.
Oh, I love this. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Michael Lennox. We'll be right back after this.
one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
1230 WPLQ.
Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Dr. Michael Lennox from michaellennox.com. We're talking about the astrology of 2014, what the new year may hold for us, and if you would like to connect with Michael for an on-air little astrological mini reading, you can do that by calling in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. You can also reach us through the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. Just type your name and your birth date into that instant feedback box, and it will come zipping right into my world, and we'll connect you with Michael. So we were talking just before the break, Michael, about how our idea about when the year begins and ends is kind of a collective agreement. But now that we've all agreed it's 2014 now, because we've agreed that it is so, what does that look like for us astrologically?
Well, in order to talk about 2014, let me just sort of briefly give an overview of what 2013 was about energetically. The hallmark of last year was the word that I sort of liked the best is smolder. There was an enormous amount going on energetically in the water element, and Saturn, the karmic teacher, was involved. So we were learning a lot of lessons about the inside of us, sort of hearts expanding. I sometimes though like to joke that some people's hearts get opened with a crowbar and some Vaseline. So it was a painful year for some, but there was a lot going on the inside, and people were I think, expanding and being made more open on the inside of their lives, and not a whole lot happening on the outside in comparison. Even globally, there were a lot of things that bubbled up but didn't explode. My best example would be Syria, when suddenly there was going to be war, we were going to bomb them and attack, and suddenly by some crazy happenstance, war was avoided and chemical weapons are being destroyed. That's a smolder-like experience. Next year, this year, that is, 2014, is much more of a startup year, a thrusting energy year. There are three modalities in astrology. Every sign is either going to be a cardinal sign, a fixed sign, or a mutable sign. The fixed signs obviously create structure and foundation because they are stable. The mutable signs allow for flexibility and changeability because they have that mutable quality. The cardinal signs, which are associated with the beginnings of all of the seasons, when the sun enters a cardinal sign, it is the beginning of spring, summer, winter, or fall. When that energy is activated, things happen. Movement occurs. Startup is implemented. There's a what's called a cardinal grand cross building this year. It's already in process. It's going to have its first big, big peak at the end of April of this year, where four planets are going to divide the cosmos into an exact square, a square inside the circle, if you will. That is a very profoundly powerful symbol. If you think about us on the Earth as a circle, the Earth is a sphere, it's a circle, and it is divided into four by virtue of the North Pole, the South Pole, and the Eastern and Western horizon. So you could even find that symbol of a circle divided into four equal parts in Aboriginal cultures all across the globe. In fact, one of the things that Jung discovered. This geometry implies spin. The circle is a perfect sphere. The square inside of it causes it to accelerate and spin even faster. So when you've got four planets dividing the cosmos into this shape, that shape alone causes movement. 90-degree angle, which is you need four of them to make up a perfect square, right? So a 90-degree angle is interpreted as the obstacle or conflict that causes change. It's the, you know, if you think of a brick is made up of 90-degree angles. It doesn't feel so comfortable to, you know, take a nap on, but without one, you couldn't build a foundation on which to build something. So there's a really important shape, not comfortable, but powerful things result. And you've got the planet of change that's slow and deep, Pluto. You've got the planet of change that's fast and lightning-like, Uranus. You've got the planet of expansion and prosperity and abundance, Jupiter. And then you've got the planet of action, Mars. These are the four planets creating this cardinal grand cross. That's a powerful setup for action to occur based on changes that are underway in the direction of abundance and prosperity. So all of those four elements are present, lest people get scared and terrified that all of this fast movement and change is going to be terrifying and just awful. Jupiter is there to make sure that it's prosperous and expansive. And here's where you got to be really careful about how much of the news you watch. Sometimes peace and expansion and prosperity comes to us through the forms of more destruction and more changing of the old so that the new can be built.
So just because we see or perceive upheaval, disruption, doesn't necessarily mean that things aren't truly moving in the direction of peace.
Yes, I certainly believe that we are creating world peace. I don't necessarily believe that I'm going to see it in my lifetime in the way that I'm a stand for creating. I think we have mighty consciousness to build and uplift, I'm certainly committed to doing my part within my lifetime. And I encourage all of the people that I work with, whether it's at the group level in workshops and retreats or one-on-one in my private clientele, I encourage everyone to be up for seeing the peace out there, even if it's peace between the bullets or peace between the fights or peace between the moments when the thing you're creating doesn't appear to be happening as fast as you would like it to. This is definitely a year, though, for action and movement. And since last year was so much about opening and expansion on the interior world, I would put out there that things that people have been up to creating for themselves, right relationships, new career directions, an increased amount of peace and prosperity in their lives, that this is a year of action and movement, much, much, much more so than last year.
It's true. You know this about me, but I'm a big believer that we all create by what we put out there. We are shifting energy. We are changing things by what we put out there. And I love what you said about being willing to look for peace, look for growth, even in the midst of things that are telling you that that's not happening, because that's how we shift that energy. That's how we raise the vibration. That's how we tap into that collective you were talking about and forge new agreements.
Yes, and this can be done whether you're having a conversation with your mate or watching the news. I always harken back to, you know, the experience that occurred in Syria, and I'm not a news junkie. I watch just enough to know what's going on so that I'm not an ignoramus out there in the world, but not so much that I get swept into it. What are you going to look at, that things are falling apart in the world or that miracles are happening? Both are occurring. There's some falling apart. There's some real danger and scary stuff happening, but there's also miracles occurring. Which are you going to think more about? Which are you going to talk about over coffee with your friends? And it's the same thing with your intimate relationships or the business ideas that you're creating. Are you going to focus on the ways in which you've moved things along and little appearances of possibility are popping through? Or are you going to look at, oh, this is taking forever, this is never going to happen? Your consciousness creates the next moment. You might as well spend this moment lifting it up.
One of the things that we're creating in the next moment is a commercial break. And so just before we see how smooth, because I'm a professional, see how I,
you
see
are
how I
good.
Do that right there? you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is the delightful Dr. Michael Lennox. Find out more about him and what he's up to at michaellennox.com. When we come back, I'd like to ask Michael about the full moon in Cancer that's coming up tonight, January 15th, and much more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In Plainfield, your number one buying destination at the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is doing it big in 2014 with 50 inches. Central Auto Group is giving away a 50-inch LED Toshiba flat-screen TV to the first 100 customers that buy any new vehicle in January. And you still get Central's record low prices. Central has the biggest selection, over 600 cars and trucks, a new Ford F-150, $195 a month, a new Mazda 6, $159 a month, a new Hyundai Elantra, $96 per month, a new Volkswagen Jetta, $98 per month. Central is never undersold, or we give you $2,000. Open 7 days a week. We service all makes and models with free diagnostics. Why go anywhere else when you can shop Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen at one location? The first 100 customers in January get a 50-inch Toshiba LED flat-screen TV when you buy any new vehicle. Central Auto Group, safety.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014. To dealer for details.
It's the Westerly Rotary Club's 10th annual Chowder Cook-Off, Saturday, February 1st at the Venice Restaurant. And this year's event is going to be bigger and better than ever as your area restaurants and schools compete for the coveted first place plaque that says you voted their chowder the best. This year, you'll enjoy amazing chowders from the Cook Goose, the Andrea, Casa della Luce, Fatty Max, the 99, the Shelter Harbor Inn, the new Sunny Side Up, Van Ghent, the Sea Goose, and of course, the Venice. There'll also be a special school division where the culinary students from Rogers High, Woonsocket High, and Westerly High will compete. A special thanks to some of our sponsors, Frank Wallington at Edward Jones Investments, Negrelli's Jewelry, Trestle Park Storage, and WBLQ. Tickets are available at Ivy Ski and Sports, Warehouse Beer, Wine, and Liquors, and at all participating restaurants and at the door. The Westerly Rotary Club 10th Annual Chowder Cook-Off, Saturday, February 1st at the Venice Restaurant, Short Road, Westerly. See you there.
Westerly all business friends, take Rotary notice care. And save the date. We have an open house and free workout day on Saturday, February 1st. The gym is open from 7 to 6, but specials and samples run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free 10-minute massage with Liz Volpe, massage therapist. Free supplement samples from SBB High Quality Supplements. Free food provided by Phil's Marketplace. Free high-protein peanut butter samples from Go Nuts Company, LLC, and so much more. Sign up for a 24 or 12-month EFT membership and get your first month free. And bring in the competitor scan cards and you'll get an additional month free added to your 12-month program. That's 2 free months if you come in with your competitor's key. February 1st. At Westerly Fitness, open house and free workout day for the community. Our friends at WBLQ will be broadcasting live that day. You can stop by and meet some of your favorite radio personalities or vie for some free giveaways. We'll see you then.
A new Toyota Camry for $159 a month?
Pre-owned cars from $69 a month, and my credit was a joke.
Yes, Gerard Toyota.
Want to feel good about your car buying experience?
You will at GerardToyota.com.
The Yes Dealership, over 100 vehicles in stock.
The color and options you want.
Yes. Payment options to fit your budget. Yes, and sales staff that gets what you want.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is John Antonino. For three generations, the Gerard Toyota family has said yes, and now we want to say yes to you.
GerardToyota.com at the big corner of Broad and Coleman Street in New London.
Yes, yes, yes. Gerard Toyota says yes.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Dr. Michael Lennox. You can find out all about Michael and his work at michaellennox.com. Now, one of the things that you're going to find when you go on his site is he's written a wonderful blog post about the full moon that's happening tonight. And Michael, this is a big deal, and it's a big deal not only in the context of what we were just talking about. 2014 is a year of change, is a year of where our personal work comes to fruition, we move into prosperity and abundance, but this is going to affect all of us. This is not just your average full moon tonight, is it?
Correct. It is. It has an enormous process to offer us, and it, which is, of course, happening whether you're conscious of it or not.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
There is a point in astrology. It's not a planet, it's not an object, it's a mathematical point called the black moon. It's related to the orbital relationship of the moon around the Earth. We are sort of indoctrinated into orbits in grade school in Western civilization to understand them as circles. They are not pure circles. They are ellipses. They have a kind of an ovalish shape, and they're not fixed in that oval. They wobble. If we were watching from, you know, the God's eye view, the moon circle the Earth, it would look like a wobbling construct where not only is the moon wobbling back and forth and up and down, so is the Earth. They sort of pull on each other, and it's a very dynamic. The movement of this wobble, however, is calculatable, that it is not random and chaotic. It actually has a rhythm that astronomers and physicists are aware of. And here's where I don't want to get too lost in the math, because this is way above my pay grade. But in the averaging out of the moon's what's called apogee and perigee, furthest point from the Earth and closest point from the Earth, there's a mathematical calculation of a kind of inner sanctum place between the Earth and the moon that's considered, if there were to be like the darkest spot of the inner space between the Earth and the moon. It's called the black moon. So it's a point that has a kind of fixed rotation that very, very slowly over the course of about 20 years, the relative point from the Earth to that point, to the sky beyond, the stars and the galaxy beyond, has a fixed point that you look up and it's like, oh, there it is. Oh, and it's moving very, very slowly. Okay, I hope that I've sort of confused myself here, so hopefully I haven't confused your listeners. It's also been named by astrologers as Black Moon Lilith. And here's where it gets really juicy with regard to the mythologies that relate to how certain planets or fixed points get named. Lilith in Jewish mysticism was the first woman that God created. This is not from the Old Testament. It's from Jewish mysticism and Kabbalah that sort of emerged in the last couple of, you know, about 1,500 years or so. And Lilith was made in the exact fashion that man was made. So there was Adam and Lilith made from dust. Lilith was as powerful, therefore, as Adam was, and that was too much power. So she was cast aside. Eve was then created as a function of Adam's rib, which is as subservient as you can get.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she looks equal, but she ain't equal because she comes from the rib of the man. So you see, there's this great way that the patriarchy came along about, you know, a couple of thousand years ago and said, we can't handle this powerful feminine thing. So we're going to create a mythology that helps us cut that power off. And so Lilith then becomes the embodiment of what happened to the divine feminine power that got thrown away. She became a demonic devourer. Mm. And you know, in the Hindu religion, this is Kali. There's a goddess that represents the powerful, destructive, creative force in the world that we, in that tradition, is very revered. In the Western Judeo-Christian tradition, however, this energy is still terrifying to the patriarchy. But the patriarchy is changing. Divine feminine integration is what's happening. And so anything that involves integrating this wet, dark, creative, powerful energy is powerful for all of us as a global unit, but also personally this is powerful for us because when we don't know the parts of our consciousness that we're terrified of, we create our lives right out of that.
Yes.
It's how shadow psychology works. If I'm terrified, I'm going to create from that fearful place under the surface of my consciousness. And what's happening in this full moon is that the full moon is exactly conjunct Black Moon Lilith. In other words, mathematically, if you were to look up at the sky at the full moon, it's happening at the very same degree point as this inner space dark point that's known as Black Moon Lilith. So this is the nature of the full moon itself is I get to see more of what's in the unconscious than I normally can see, because that's what the moon represents, and the full moon is the most light in the unconscious realms that we ever get to have. And the fact that that light is also shining on Black Moon Lilith means that this full moon offers an opening into dark recesses in the corners of our unconscious where fear of how powerfully creative we can be lives. Hmm. And by dipping into that consciousness of what we would normally be afraid of and avoid, we get to integrate more of it and actually become more powerful in our conscious creation and not be creating from the lack and limitation and fearful consciousness that's just below the surface. And that's the opportunity that's happening in this full moon. It's happening whether you know about it or not, but knowing about it allows us to take advantage and raise the stakes and have a more powerful integration.
Now, this is happening tonight, which is, as we record this live, it's January 15th, 2014. How can people, now that we know, is there a way to tap into that, to deepen our connection with that for ourselves so that we are moving forward, we are starting to look into those places where we've maybe been afraid to look?
My favorite way of inspiring people to work with this kind of energy is always irrational and creative. This is not stuff to do with the mind. This is not something to talk out or write about or list. It's something that's best utilizing, forget the grammar and syntax. Use creative means. So the thing that I suggested in my blog post and something that I do all the time in workshops and sometimes with private clientele is get out your crayons. Get out your colored pencils at some point in the next couple of days. Sit down, create some sacred space, and be quiet, and call into mind some scary, shameful, or difficult experience in your life, something from your past, something from yesterday. It doesn't matter. The right one will come up. Just be with it for a moment and then draw. And don't think about this in a rational way. Don't think, well, I've got to draw the right picture. Just draw. I've had clients do this where they've connected with some criticizing parental experience from their childhood. And then what they draw is, you know, lines and colors and circles and shapes and stuff. And there's a direct connection between the creative mind expressing and something hidden in the unconscious where fear and shame and scary feelings reside. And this irrational creative process helps you tap into that. Then what I encourage people to do is to transform this also in the realm of ritual. Take the drawing that you've made, burn it. Burning is a great symbol of change and transformation. It turns everything into carbon, the building blocks of all life. Imagine if you could take some fear that lives inside of you and burn it and turn it into the building block of new life. You could create something new with that. And I encourage people to dig a little hole in the ground or in a potted plant, bury it like a seed, saying, I am going to plant something new. I'm going to integrate this fearful, scary part of my tiny little self, and I'm going to grow something new by planting the ground as a seed and then add lots of water, because Cancer, the sign that the moon is in, loves water. She's a water sign. And what we're doing in this ritual is we're literally saying, let me take a glimpse into my unconscious where fear is. It's not going to be a rational thing, because the mind has no business in the unconscious. The mind is the navigating mental part of our lives. It's really just there to say, turn left, turn right, wear a sweater, it's cold, you forgot your umbrella, here it is. But letting the drawing process touch some tender part of the underbelly of you, draw it up by putting it on paper, and then saying, I no longer wish to have this hidden, I integrate it. And now the creative power of that underbelly place is in your conscious mind, and you're able to create more powerfully from that. This is an irrational process. There's nothing that about any of this that should make sense.
Oh, wow. So that's about tapping into the power of that full moon. You are listening into Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Michael Lennox. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Dr. Michael Lennox. You can find out more about Michael and his work at drmichaellennox.com. He's a psychologist, an astrologer, a dream interpretation expert, and right now we've got Sophia in New Jersey, and she is on the line, ready to come on and connect. Very quickly, we're going to do a lightning-fast astrology reading on the air with Sophia. So, Sophia, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very...
Sophia, what's your birth date?
My birthday is September 18th, 1980.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to speak up a little bit, honey, because it's hard to hear you.
Okay. My birthday is September 18th, 1980.
Do you know what time you were born?
No, I think it was around noon, but I'm not sure.
Okay. What city?
Manhattan, New York.
And did you have a specific question you wanted to ask?
I think more of a general maybe reading or update about what's going on and any messages for me as far as that.
Well, I do have something to sort of say to you in that the way astrology works is through math. So the cardinal grand cross that I spoke about happens at 13 degrees of the various signs that the planets are in. And you've got Mercury at 13 degrees of Libra and Mars at 13 degrees of Scorpio. This is going to be a big year for you. And if I were to qualify it in any particular direction, it would be about how you use, it's so funny, isn't this funny, how you use your voice. And what did I say to you when you came on? It's like, honey, I can't hear you. Speak up. That's the theme for you this year. You're going to have a lot of opportunity to face ways in which your life is going to demand that you use your voice more powerfully. And, of course, by using your voice more powerfully, I am talking about setting boundaries, being clear, being heard. You've got a lot of energy in the Libra consciousness, which means you're very much about other people's feelings and keeping the peace. But it's going to be time for you to find a balance in how you express yourself. And I think it's going to be a big year. And if you're a writer or anything about you being mental, it's a good year for that.
Mental in a good way.
Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. So, Sophia, thank you so much for calling the show connecting with Michael. Thank you. Have a wonderful 2014.
All right.
Thank you. Michael, how can people, the post that you wrote about the full moon is only one of the many kind of wonderful things that are on your site. Can you let people know how they can connect with you, how they can connect with astrological alerts, all that kind of stuff through your site?
Sure, absolutely. I do have a newsletter, and when you sign up for that newsletter, you automatically get those kinds of posts and articles right to your email. I write one about once every 2-3 weeks, usually around the lunations, the full moons and the new moons. I do videos as well, and you'll receive those. I do have a daily subscription, which is also available on the site. If you scroll down just below the posting on the full moon, you'll see an opportunity to sign up for that. That is a paid subscription for $5 a month, which is the best deal anywhere. You get a very significant and detailed explanation of every day's transits. They are delivered the night before at 9 p.m. Pacific time, so you get them before you even start your day. And they're a wonderful way to guide what I would call the daily weather and the shifts and changes that go on, and help you sort of navigate your life. I also take all comers on Facebook, so you can find me at Michael Lennox on Facebook. And my specific page on Facebook is called Perchance to Dream. And between the Facebook and the newsletter, you can keep track of everything that I'm doing, including travel around the country.
And I know that you have a special event coming up this summer at the Feathered Pipe Ranch. Can you share? That's a really special retreat.
That's really powerful. This is a yearly experience. It's called Empowerment Camp. So you've heard of Band Camp? This is even better. This is Empowerment Camp. It's a week-long retreat in the middle of June. It's at a beautiful facility called the Feathered Pipe Ranch. Feathered Pipe has been around for 40 or plus years as a yoga retreat center. It's stunning, sacred land nestled in the Rockies, and it's really and truly a place where the land participates in any experience that's going on there. It's a very high vibration. I'm going to be there for a week. I'm co-facilitating once again with Julie Daly, who's an extraordinary coach and teacher. And her site is called Unabashedly Female. She does a lot of powerful work in the nature of sacred dance, primal creativity, and really approaches consciousness from a deeply feminine perspective. And I approach consciousness through dreams, dream interpretation, and astrology, and ritual and ceremony that's actually from a very male perspective. But the two of us really meet in the middle. And this is going to be an extraordinarily life-changing week. And you can find out information about that at featheredpipe.com.
That is wonderful. And I've got a secret, because you and I, Michael, are going to be teaching together in Los Angeles, live and in person. I love being in the same room with him, you guys, and I think you're going to like it too. Michael and I will be teaching on January 30th. A class about creating sacred space and psychic protection. And on January 31st, we will be connecting with you, a very small group of people, for what we call an astro-intuitive reading. That's where you connect with us. You get Michael's we've heard some of this here. His astrological insight is tremendous. And you also get my intuitive take on the questions that you bring to us. So if you're interested in connecting with me and Dr. Michael Lennox in person, you can go to KarenHager.com and click the link about the Los Angeles events, and you will be right there. That's gonna be fun, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, I can't wait. I you and I have such, it's sort of crazy to me sometimes. It's still, even though we've done this a whole bunch of times, it never sort of ceases to amaze me how in alignment we are, even though we come towards intuitive guidance from very different perspectives. And then, of course, when we're alive together in the same room, it's even more fun.
It is fun. There's always a lot of laughing. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show today. What great fun. Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
That was Dr. Michael Lennox. You can find out more about Michael and his work at michaellennox.com. His book is Dreamsight, a dictionary and guide for interpreting any dream. You can find that anywhere, and I highly recommend that you do. You can catch up with me at KarenHager.com. If you're interested in connecting with me and Dr. Michael Lennox live in Los Angeles, go to KarenHager.com, click on the link for the Los Angeles events. I'll also be teaching and speaking in San Francisco for most of the first part of February. There's a link there for you to find out more about that. If you'd like to see what I look like when I'm not sitting behind the radio mic, that's a great way to get in touch with me. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.